Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, listeners, welcome back to Moments for Missions, and it's always exciting telling missionary stories, and even better when I have a missionary here with me. And today I have one of our veteran missionaries now. Jeremy, did you ever think you'd hear that sound?
No.
Veteran missionary Jeremy Blance and his family have been serving down in Central America for a good long while now. And it's my pleasure to have him here with me today. And I want you to start, Jeremy, just tell the listeners a little bit about who you are. Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in Green Bay, Wisconsin. My family moved down to South Georgia when I was about 1 year old. And I grew up in Richmond Hill, Georgia. And after graduating Bible college, I've been in Florida.
All right. Now, your wife, is she from Florida?
She was born in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Came down to Florida when she was about 12.
All right. There's a reason I asked that question, because I know that their sending church is down in Jacksonville, Florida. So did you and Michelle meet? Tell us where you met at.
Well, we attended Bible college in Jacksonville, Florida, and it was during that time that we came to know each other. And it was a little bit after graduating that we were engaged. And at that point, I came to her sending church. So.
Well, we're glad that you moved south, and she didn't have so far to go, but at least ended up down there together. And you all are sent out of one of my favorite churches. I preached there and was there not so long ago and stayed in their prophet's chamber. And I shouldn't tell on, but the prophet's chamber, the new bed in there, my wife is short, and I had to go get a chair for her to climb up into the chair to get into the bed. But that's neither here nor there. But the Blance family are sent out of West Jacksonville Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. And if you're from that church and you're listening to your own radio station, then you're hearing this today. So now I got ahead of my questions for Brother Blance, but you ended up down in the South. Tell us about when you got saved.
I was raised in church, and from as early as I can remember, my family attended a Baptist church. So I learned about the basic things of God and Sunday school and children's church. And when I was about 6 or 7 years old, I don't remember the circumstances or why, but I do remember speaking with my mother in her bedroom. And at that point, it had become clear. I understood the gospel, that I was a sinner, that Christ had died for me so that I could be saved. And it was that night that I trusted in Jesus, simply believing upon him and not in my own works. And by grace through faith in Christ, I was saved.
And you've already told us that you met your wife in Bible college. Had God worked in your heart about being a missionary before that, or was it afterwards?
Yes, sir. A good bit before that. Back when I attended Bethel Baptist Church in Richmond Hill, Georgia, there was a missionary who returned and gave a presentation. And at that point, I never really considered missions. And I thought about, well, what if I had been somebody that was born in another country and never having heard the gospel? And so it gave me a great appreciation for missions. The more and more I ask God, God, what would you have me to do with my life? And as I read the scriptures, I understood clearly the Great Commission. So at that point, I said, God, well, if you want me in missions, that's what I'll do. So I had no idea where at that point, but I said, God, if that's what you want, that's what I'll do.
Amen. And yes, your wife's not here with us today, but at some point in time, she must have made that decision as well.
Yes, sir.
Well, listeners, I'd like for you to come back, because all this week, I'm going to carry on this conversation with Brother Jeremy and have him tell us about his family and how God directed them to a couple of countries down in Central America. And God's using them in a great way there now. And I want you to come back and listen to the rest of the broadcast this week and pray for this, your family.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341. Or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.